Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
We have Georgia Knight on the line, I assume from Littleton, but I'm not exactly sure. Good morning to you, Georgia. How are we?
I'm good. I keep moving around, so I'm actually not in Littleton anymore. I'm in a little, I'm on the other side of the hill.
Over in Christchurch?
Closer to Christchurch. Yeah, just popped out the other side of the tunnel.
Nice. I recently had the pleasure of visiting Littleton, and I was blown away by how lovely it was. It's a gorgeous town.
Yeah, it's good. It's really, it's a special place.
Truly, truly. Last time we talked, you told me that one of your favourite things to do in the Melbourne CBD was to just find a good place to lie down in public and have a rest after a big day of working in the studio. Have you found any good rest spots around Littleton, Christchurch, the Canterbury area?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think really it seems like around here you could just go and lay on a hill. You know, and that might get you to where you need to be. But I'm still just like wandering around, you know, and finding little bits. I like, what do I like in the city? You know what? I like how there's so many malls, like out in the burbs, and like, you know, and there's like a,
do you say malls or
malls? Warehouse and a $2 shop.
Oh, like malls, right. You said malls. Yeah, some of the suburbs can be kind of mixed use, which is really awesome. They're not all just endless houses, for the most part. Yeah. The album cover for the new record, Beanpole, it features a Cuban chain with an engraved sort of metal tag that reads Beanpole. Now, the bracelet, or whatever, is kind of broken near the hook of the latch, and that part is unconnected from the rest of the chain. Wouldn't you know it, a bracelet of mine literally broke the same way this very morning. What the hell?
Oh, did it break this morning?
Yeah, it's done that before. It keeps coming off, like, the little end hook of the actual chain itself, the bit that connects the latch to the chain, that bit, I don't know, it keeps coming off. It's infuriating.
Yes. So that's actually part of the album rollout. Yeah, so all, sorry about all your bracelets, everybody, but yeah, I paid a lot of money for that.
Literally, it's been happening to me for the past, like, 7 months. I don't know how you've done it, but you've done a very good job. Very, very convincing job. Now, how do you think the sort of imagery of the chain that's theoretically connected but is really broken, how do you think that kind of reflects some of the vibes people can hear on the album?
Well, that bracelet, I, like, in a kind of, like, rudely sentimental way, when I started making the album, I knew it was going to be a bit of a, I knew it was going to, like, it was going to take some time, and it was going to get me, like, I'd have to do a lot of things to try and figure out how to get it out. And so right at the start, I just got that bracelet, and I was like, all right, this isn't coming off until I actually get it out. And so look, it's still on. Here we go.
Whoa, crazy. It's a real bracelet.
It's real, yeah. And so I've been wearing it for years every day. It hasn't ever come off. And then the day that it broke was the, like, day that I photographed it with a very good photographer called Paris Bale. And it broke. I was playing basketball. so that's the, you know, the romance of it. But I like the I wanted to get the bracelet in there because it encircles the whole album, you know. It's like, it's the one constant. My life's changed so much since I started making this. And that having this thing on has been, like, probably the most consistent element this whole time. And it's just very small, and it's real sentimental. And I like that it's I like that it doesn't look like a you don't know what kind of music is going to be on the album.
No, it could be for, like, a hip hop album. It could be for all sorts, you know.
Yeah. I like that. I think I'd always want it to be like that, you know. I like a little misdirection.
I think the darkness, the dark background, because it's just the cover photo for those listening to, at home. The cover photo is just this little bracelet on just a pure black background. I think that sort of speaks to some of the dejection and the theme, the very emotional themes on here, which we'll get to in a second. This thing was written in 2023, in a year, it seems, of a bit of a stupor or daze, where all sort of days flowed into one. Do you still feel super connected to that version of you from 2023 who sort of recorded this and made it, or are you kind of already working on other things?
I think all the raw elements are there, you know. It's like, you know, it's just like one little person like trying to clump together as much as they know at the time and make something. So I think if I go back to it, like, It's all like I'm working with the same stuff. I mean, recording the album ended up being like a bit of a production apprenticeship for me. And you're right, like I'm working on new stuff all the time, but everything that is on that album and like all of the like fuzzy bits and the cracked parts, those are all things that are now like part of the palette.
Mm.
You know, things that like we fell into accidentally have kind of, you know, they're tied on. So I'm probably going to be working with like a lot of these things for lots of music to come, I think.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man. That's cool to hear that you're kind of incorporating more of the sounds you've experimented with on Beanpole, like the trip hop, or sort of the real lo-fi, janky, dejected stuff at the very end into your future music. Now, the thing, this project has three sort of distinct sounds. You've got the dejected, folky, solo-y stuff, the trip-hoppy, 90s, alt-rocky kind of vibe, and then the sort of empowered, redeeming, folky stuff at the very end. How do you try and merge these three sounds into a consistent body of work?
I really didn't try to merge them at all.
At all, true.
You know what, I was like, because I made them all together, so they're like, it's kind of like, it's a little bit like getting together with like all your cousins or something.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you all come from the same place, but everyone's got different jobs, you know? And then you just like, if you all get together and sit around, like the common threads like eventually boil to the surface. I think like but they were all made in the same place. I wasn't trying to make like to make one like the other, and I just was either under the illusion, or hopefully I pulled it off, that like, you know, that if you like build something and you use like, and you use all different, you know, all different strokes to make it, if you listen to it all together, you know, it'll start to emerge like how they're similar and how they're not. And yeah, and I mean there's a lot of auto hop on there, and that, you know,
it's kind of a little bit of a
through line.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving the auto harp on here, man. Every song at Grace's, it elevates, no doubt. You've really done a knockout job with that. I really love the track City Gone to Seed, which sort of features you, I think, being more present in the city that you're in, and sort of in the song, there's lyrics about just seeing the city and seeing all sorts of different people and stuff like that. What city are you imagining has gone to seed on that track? Are you thinking of your hometown, Melbourne, Nam?
Yeah, that song is like, it's a real like, basically, you know, I was like stuck in my little flat. I was living in this block of flats in Melbourne, and we were all like stuck there through all the lockdowns. Mm. And it's kind of like, oh, what's that movie? It's like an old movie, and the guy's got a broken leg, and he's like looking through the windows of his
apartment. Oh my god, Peeping Tom! Peeping Tom?
Is it Peeping Tom? It's not Rear Window, is it?
No, it might be Rear Window. And he sees a murder, and then that goes from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a little like that, you know, like boredom eventually gave way to, you know, to just being a kind of like a low level pervert and, you know, watching watching all my neighbors. I think like, but to be honest, like it's a love letter, and somebody, you know, somebody died, and like it was just a real crushing thing of like, you know, that block of flats is, you know, it's an old one and the walls are really thin, and so essentially, you know, we were all kind of in the same, just different rooms of the same house, and that's why that song is so long, because it sort of needs to go into every room. It's sort of just it's Melbourne, but it's also just like, it's just a group of people who don't really know each other but all live in the same house.
Well, I think there's sort of a, I don't know, I keep seeing these really like hopeful, and this is going to sound really cringe, but these sort of hopeful memes of like a photo of traffic, and then next to every car, it'll be like, they just went to a funeral, they're going to the hospital to see their newborn child, they just got back from work and they just got promoted. You know, there's sort of a life is always happening around you, whether you realise it or not. I think that is sort of the vibe I got from that song.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, that's funny. That weirdly reminds me of a thought, like this sort of intrusive thought that I used to have as a kid, where we'd be like driving along and we'd like pull up at the traffic lights, and I couldn't help but think to myself, like, how many murderers are there? Pulled up at the lights, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You never know, man. You never know. In our last chat about Desire, we talked about the influence of Talk. We talked about Talk on that track. But on Beanpole, the last two songs, they share a very janky, blown-out vocal and idealistically lyrical tone, and it reminds me a lot of Mr. Daniel Johnson. Was he an influence there?
Oh, just thank you so much. You know what? So years ago, I got asked to play at a tribute for him. And I hadn't heard of him. And I was like, I felt like such an idiot, because I then like went in and started to listen. And that music just blows me away. I thank you very much. It's really, I find those kind of songwriters just like, they're so bewitching. His music is just like, it's just such a, there's just like brokenheartedness. You know, brokenheartedness, and then, but just using like normal people words.
Very simple.
Like,
it's so straightforward. You know.
Yeah, it'll crack you in two. His music.
I felt that a lot on the closer track, which is probably my favorite song on the album, to be honest. Cut You Loose, which is really beautiful. Those lines about, you look so beautiful in bed, but I have to cut you loose. Like, oh my god, that's so heartbreaking, man. That's so heartbreaking. Really tugging on some heartstrings there. It's a gorgeous track. Now, are you planning on doing any touring for this new album? Are you going to be going around the country? Are you going to be kind of staying put and chilling out for a bit?
I've got a tour in, I'm doing a couple of dates in Australia that I'm really looking forward to. Mm-hmm. I've got, so we're going to Sydney to play at this very nice venue. And then on the 27th, I'm doing an album launch in Melbourne at Howler, which will be great. And then I'm going over to New Zealand to play in Auckland at a festival. And then New Zealand dates are they're up in the air. So like, I guess it sort of depends on you know, if people would like to see this music, then I'll come over.
I'm sure they would. I haven't
tied it on just yet, but I'd like to see more of New Zealand.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, do come down to Dunedin. It'd be great to have you. I think that's all the time we have for this corridor. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners, Georgia?
Final words. I hope you have a nice day, and maybe I'll come see you in Dunedin soon.
It'll be great to have you. We'll be very, very happy to have you, man. Oh, also, one last question. Do you have any Halloween plans? This album coming out on Halloween, very fitting. Do you have any Halloween plans?
I do. Yes. I have Halloween plans. I have a date, and it's myself and Popeye And I like these. I like Halloween dress up parties.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna really get into the weeds. I like a really I like a really thought out Halloween costume. So it'll be an olive oil, I think, for me. Just make use of my black hair.
Nice, man. Nice. That sounds great. Well, you enjoy that Halloween date, and if you have any parties, enjoy those parties. Thank you for coming on the program. I can't wait to listen to Beanpole more. Thank you for making great music. Take care, man.
Thanks very much, Zach.
Thank you. Folks, that was Georgia Knight. We're talking to her about her debut album, Beanpole, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to be playing the end track, Cut You Loose, here on The One. Keep it locked. I'll see you later for some more chats. Kia ora.
Get up instead. I gotta go to work. You gotta put on a shirt. Stop looking so good in bed.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.